We are the greatest dykes in the world. Mackenzie Goodwin, Rachel Scanlon, Worldwide Dykes for Life. Hey, two dykes, two dykes, two dykes, one mic, one mic, one mic, one mic. Yeah, two dykes, two dykes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Two Dykes and a Mic. I'm Mackenzie Goodwin.
And I'm Rachel.
No, we have to redo that.
What do you mean? Why do we have to redo it?
Because it was bad.
What do you mean?
That was going to fuck up all their eardrums.
Did I move the mic away?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Two Dykes and a Mic. I'm Mackenzie Goodwin.
And I'm Rachel Scanlon.
Our femme queen, Rachel Scanlon.
You know me.
High-voiced, Minnie Mouse, some would say.
I'd say very petite and delicate.
A delicate little chipmunk.
And shy.
So shy. Everybody knows that about you.
You look hot today.
Dude, you look hot today.
Don't say it if you don't mean it.
I do mean it. I feel like you are fishing, though. I feel like you...
I said you look hot. I expected nothing in return. You look hot. This is a new long sleeve, is it not?
It's not.
Well, I've never seen it before in my life.
You've definitely seen it. I've definitely filmed in it before.
There's simply no way that you've ever filmed in this.
I wish I could just have Leah go get the footage.
There's no way that you filmed in this.
I absolutely have.
When did you buy this?
Years ago.
No.
Yeah. Nice try, bitch.
There's no way.
I thought you were my best friend. And this is how I know you're not. That's is how I know that we're actually enemies.
You thought wrong. I'm not your best friend. I'm your boyfriend.
And then this makes more sense. If you are my boyfriend, you're a boyfriend that doesn't recognize I got my hair cut, doesn't recognize I've been wearing this shirt since like 08.
Diane's, if you're watching this, if you can see this, if you're seeing us on your Spotify or your Patreon app, can you notice something different about our surroundings?
We do. We have a new sign. And this sign is darker colored.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's a good, it's a solid sign.
It's a great sign.
It's a good sign. Here's the thing. You and I have been working on a new font.
Yeah, let's get into the font because I don't know if you guys know, if you're listening to this podcast or you came in a little bit newer.
Yeah.
And you're looking at this branding or you see our icon, just know that like everything good that we have, a dear sweet Diane listener has gifted to us.
That's true. So somebody, Shelby, DM'd us or emailed us and was like, hey, I see your logo. Rachel looks a little bit different. Can I redo your logo for you?
And we said, yes, please, and thank you.
And so this is Shelby from AZ, redid our logo for us.
And the theme song, also a friend of the podcast, a very talented musician named Minnie, has reached out and graciously made the iconic theme song that you hear.
Everything that's good about us
is something that the queer community has, like, we are kind of made of. You're looking at like 1,000-piece Legos put together and you're like, wow, that looks like the Eiffel Tower, but really it's just 1,000 little bricks of little dykes helping make this world go round. So everything that you see that's not those two things, Mackenzie and I make on a computer,
right?
So when we're picking new fonts, we're stressing out.
If you were a fly on the wall in the font room,
your kitchen.
It was my kitchen last Friday.
Yeah.
It was bad. You and I started spiraling.
We fully spiraled. You know how you're like, you're focusing so hard on an aesthetic of a word that I do feel like genuinely I went a little bit blind.
We, by the end of it, were like, this font looks awesome. And it was like papyrus. It was one of the worst fonts in the world. And you and I were like, I think we nailed it.
We went so far in one direction that when I looked back at like a normal Times New Roman, I was like, now who's this sexy new font?
Yes.
Like we got genuinely lost in the sauce.
Right. So we do need help. If you are a graphic designer, if you're good at this kind of stuff and you'd like to help us make our new logo, let us know.
Yeah, we are not good with fonts.
No, listen, you and I are not good at admin.
No.
We're not. That's just not our thing. We're kind of artists.
We're just a couple of road dogs.
Someone say hippies.
yeah.
Yeah.
You're a hippie.
I'm a huge hippie.
Oh my God. Also, this episode today is so good.
This episode is actually sponsored by Jade. Hi, Jade.
Hi, Jade. Thank you for becoming the top tier patron out there. The top of the Dianes, if you will. The top shark in the ocean. This episode is dedicated to you. And honestly, you're in for a real good one, Jade.
This was an amazing episode. We had somebody on who we had on a live episode.
And I want to say we were vibing hard.
Vibing hard, but the energy is different. Energy is different when you're in a live show.
Of course.
Than when you're in the studio. We knew we had to get her in the studio.
We had to. And this episode's so good. Also, before we do the episode, if you want to come see me do stand-up, I will be going to be doing more shows. Depending on this one comes out, I'm assuming I'll still have San Diego.
Hot.
And also San Jose area, like Bay-ish area, and Sacramento. And if you want to stay up to date, you can see my website, rachelscanlancomedy.com, and get sign up for the newsletter so that you can see when I am in your city.
And also, go see Rachel. Please, go buy tickets because, Rachel, you are one of the funniest comedians I've ever seen in my life.
Who's funnier? You said one of.
Leah, if you can hear it, bleep it out.
Screaming at how she said Dane Cook. Mackenzie's and my favorite comedian of all time.
Don't make because they're gonna think it's real. Don't.
Well, the proof's in the pudding, honey.
Oh, you and I are Dane Cook heads.
Okay, sorry. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, come see me do stand up.
Go see Rachel do stand up, please. You are so unbelievably funny. I nearly pee my pants every time I see you.
Stop.
I'm in love with you. Sorry. Take the ring off, honey. Go do that. And then also go check out twodicesandamic.com and sign up for our newsletter.
Yes.
So we're starting to do a monthly newsletter. Which is very, it's going to be chaotic. Because if you thought we can't do a logo right.
Wait till you see the newsletter.
Wait till you see the newsletter we have for you coming. So go sign up for that also.
Yeah.
And we have now an amazing guest.
Wait! Do you have something? Weren't you going to tell me something?
I was going to tell you something, but I'm like, is this super?
Wait, I want to tell you something, but it's stupid.
Okay, I have to tell you something, and it's so stupid. I was like, do I want this to be on the Shannon
me too.
Episode?
And let's do it. And if we hate it, we...
We have to just post it everywhere.
Okay.
Sit in it.
You first or me?
I'll go first because something happened. You and I were on the road. And
fine, me first.
I'm midway through the story.
Sorry, let me kiss you. Okay.
Okay, so you and I were recently on the road and we watched TV together. And I believe we were just like laying in bed watching TV and a commercial came on. You and I laughed about this commercial. We were like, LOL, LOL. Then I forgot about it until I saw it yesterday. The commercial is for a new Pampers. It's for a new Pampers diaper, but it's called Pampers Blowout Protection.
I remember this.
Where
it's blowout.
Blowout protection from the babies.
When Mackenzie, you guys don't know this, or maybe you do, Diane's, honestly. The things that make you laugh so hard that you're crying is going to be blowout related. It's always the number twos. It's always a loud toot.
Listen.
And Mackenzie, you can't contain yourself.
It to me, that is true.
You need to be contained. You need blowout protection.
Unfortunately, toots, anything bodily functions,
yeah,
is what makes me laugh.
I know.
And it's because that comes from like literally trauma from pee. It's mostly pee trauma.
Yeah.
And I told you recently, I don't even know if I've talked about this on the podcast, but I was in like a restroom, a big restroom.
Yeah.
At a university.
Okay.
Because this is a big university restroom.
Right.
I thought I was in the clear.
Several stalls.
So many stalls. I would say like 50 stalls on each side of the place. I was like, no one's in here, right? It's middle of like the day. Nobody
right.
should be in here. I go in. I decide to peek under one of the stalls. As I'm peeking, and we've all been there. We've all peeked under the stall. What? I don't know why you're laughing. I'm peeking under the stall. I make direct eye contact with another girl peeking under the stall. You guys,
that's the worst place to
make
meet.
Eye contact.
It's not a meet cute. That's a meet bad.
It's a meet toot. It was one of the worst things that's ever happened to me in my life. To make eyes with a woman under the stall. Because we both at the same time were like, is anybody else in here? Dude, it sucked.
I'm screaming.
So anyways, blowout protection was one of the funniest ads I've ever seen in my life. And it felt like an SNL ad because it was so blowout heavy.
Wait, when you guys were down there, did anyone say anything?
No one said anything, but she was a quicker thinker than I was. So she started to pretend that she had dropped something and was looking for something.
Genius.
Whereas I was like, I'm looking.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Listen.
This comedy is my comes truth. From pain and truth, and that's what it is.
My pain is all bathroom related.
100%.
What did you want to tell me?
I have one thing I wanted to share with you, because sometimes we like to just gab a little bit before we get into the guest.
Yeah.
I do fear that my little antidote might not be great.
Okay.
And might tank this whole episode.
If it takes it down, we're all going down with
it. All right. Hey, listen, and that's the thing that you don't know when you're getting into a partnership.
Yeah. You did threaten me the other day. You were like, if I'm canceled, you're canceled.
Listen.
We're one.
If I'm going down, you're all going down.
I know. Yeah. I was like this.
Unlike the Titanic, which I think made it.
They did.
Okay. So here's the thing.
Yes. Diane.
I'm the person in my house who checks the mail.
Okay.
I'm the person in my house who gets in the packages and bring them in.
I'm the exact same.
I'm also the person in my house who keeps the water bottles full. I replace the Brita.
Yeah.
I take out the garbage.
Right. You're the daddy.
Hazara's all, it's like two daddies and two, well, one's a librarian. It doesn't matter. Those are what I do.
Yeah.
I walk out of my house the other day and I open the door and I see a tiny pile of shit.
Why were both of our anecdotes that we were like, we got to share this shit related?
Or are they both blowouts?
They were blowout protection.
Listen to me. I'm like, because you know, I've been doing this thing where when I wake up, I go straight outside to get the sun on my body.
Where was it? Because you have
a swing door.
You have a swing
door. Wait, sorry. Unlike other doors, mine swings open on a hinge.
Wait, so you open your door. Your door does open into the house.
It doesn't.
Oh, it opens out.
Wait.
No, yours opens in. I know it opens your door. In. Don't do this to me, Diane. Your door opens in.
Yeah.
Was so it on your mat? Because you have a welcome home mat.
It was.
Right in front of the mat?
Just to the side of the mat.
Now, do we think human or animal?
Okay. I'm thinking animal.
I fucking hope so.
But you can't rule anything out at this stage in the investigation.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
No, you can't rule anything out in this stage. Also, it is the valley.
I know.
So it could be any. It could be anything.
I know.
Anything, anywhere.
Here's the thing.
All at once.
And once again, you don't really know how you're going to react until you're in a situation.
And how?
I closed the door and screamed. Okay. And it's early. I'm still jet lagged from being engaged in the Keys.
All right.
So it's 6 a.m.
Okay.
Close the door, scream.
Was that an engagement gift from a neighbor?
Yeah. Hi. They think, oh, homophobia is dead. Is it? Because there's shit outside my door. The day after I found out I'm engaged, I find out we took a test. We took a test and it came back
positive.
And I paid positive for an engagement.
Wait, dude, this is horrid.
I know, and that's why I was worried to bring it up in front of like.
Well, here's the thing. This episode is
chaos.
It's chaos. It's awesome.
It's real.
It's real, and this is the real world, honey.
Hi. And sometimes you open up your door and you see a tiny pile of shit. And this is the thing too that I kind of want to get your take on it.
Yeah,
because like. I didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, because I'm pretty sure it's like cat.
Yeah.
I think it's cat scat. And I'm sorry about, and I'm sorry too
this
for
sucks.
Saying it.
I'd like to publicly apologize to anybody listening right now.
And I want to apologize to Shannon who
like came on and rocked it. So we're sorry to the listeners and to Shannon
and
specifically.
I promise this, we'll get the guest on and I'm saying 12 seconds. Okay.
Yeah.
I immediately wake up my fiance and I start screaming at her about how this is why I don't ever want to have a cat.
Okay. But she has wanted a cat recently, right?
She kind of wants a cat.
Yeah.
And that's also not her cat. Or we don't even know where it came from.
No.
But this is what I'm wondering.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do if you open up your door and you see a tiny pile of shit?
I'd clean it up.
You would?
Yeah. I'm not going to make it anybody's problem. It's something that is not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I would just clean it up.
I ended up just buying some Pampers blowouts
and putting them outside
and seeing if that kind of solves the issue.
Yeah. I love that this happened to you. I do find it exceptionally funny.
I have a lot of things. I get grossed out. really, I get really grossed out really easily.
That's my wife gets grossed out. So I have to take care of the dog in every facet.
I believe that.
She does not want to see it. She doesn't want to hear it. She doesn't want to be around it.
I love dogs. I can't do the slobber or the number twos or anything.
Yeah. My dog leaks.
You've got a leaky pug.
I've got what the vet said was a lemon. I have a dog that just isn't right.
Yeah.
She's not right. And that's okay. But I will take care of her. That's how I know I'm going to be a good mom.
Yeah.
Cause like that kind of stuff does not bother me at all.
Yeah. And I know I don't want to be a mom because I saw one tiny turd
and you freaked out.
I literally was like, somebody get over here.
Yeah.
I almost burned the house down.
Next time do it.
Fine.
I have one more thing to tell you before we intro Shannon.
Mm-hmm. Our guest who will
remain anonymous.
Yeah.
You've had a piece of something in your teeth this whole time and it's made me laugh pretty hard.
You bitch.
I know.
Front two or the side?
Smile. Let me see.
It's right here. It's kale.
Keep going back.
It's kale and white bean.
Yeah.
It's good. Mizarra made one more soup season. I'll get it later. The damage is done.
I wanted you to know.
I can't believe you didn't tell me before we started rolling.
I thought
you're my arch enemy.
I'd like to become your enemy.
It's happening right now.
Here's the thing. We've had a really good...
It's been a good run as BFFs.
It's been a really good run. I'm actually moving towards enemy.
All right. I'm scared. The one person I would not want to cross in this world is Mackenzie Jane Dr. Goodall.
Yeah. I'm feeling villainy.
I hate that.
Mm-hmm. December hit. Guess what? I feel mean.
You're so Jafar. You're such a fucking gay femme Jafar. And it scares me to my core. And also, it's kale and white bean season. Shout out to my fiance who makes soup. So, are you ready to start?
We have an amazing episode for you all today.
Our guest is Shannon Beveridge. Enjoy. We love you. You look very cool. I'm like, I'll go get my fucking zip-up hoodies out. I don't care.
Break them out.
Yeah.
It's not going to look the same.
Okay.
It could look the same.
It could.
You're really taking it all in. I just watched your eyes look up and then.
Yeah.
That's called checking you out.
I'm a freak.
You are.
I'm a freak and I kind of want to capture some of like your masculinity is what I want.
That's so nice. I should have brought y'all hats. I have extra hats.
Oh my God.
Well,
next time
we made?
Yeah.
Yeah. I made these hats.
You make them?
What do you mean?
How?
It's like I sold them. Do you know a friend of Dorothy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
LOL.
Yeah. Oh, we're all friends of Dorothy
here. Yeah. So I made them for Pride this year instead of like a rainbow.
I love it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The rainbow's over.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
Holy shit. And you made it?
I made it. Oh, and this one looks like ass because I wore it in the ocean and like washed it a bunch, but I prefer it. I like them to look old.
Yeah.
But I have like brand new ones.
No, I was shocked that you made that hat. It looks so like authentic, like from the 1960s.
That's what
I'm loving
to
the cord.
Like. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's stunning.
I'm going to look so hot because, as you know, my hair is very curly and gorgeous and short now.
Stunning and mask.
And when you put a little cap on it.
I know. That's like half the reason I like my short hair now. I'm like, I love it in a hat. It's so. My flips.
The little flips.
My flips are flipping.
Oh my God. I do at my desk all day at my cubicle and I just flip.
Literally same.
This all day.
It looks good.
Are you fine with me saying cubicle?
Yeah. I was like, what fucking cubicle, bitch? We were just in our cubicle, my kitchen.
I'm in the cubicle right now. This is it. My office mate is a bitch. Okay. Hi, Diane. So welcome to Two Dykes and a Mic. My name is Rachel Scanlon.
I'm Mackenzie Goodwin.
I'm Shannon Beveridge.
Yeah. Hi. We have a major guest in the studio today. You might have seen Shannon on an episode a few bits ago. We had a live show in Los Angeles at Largo. And people were, the word that comes to mind is clamoring for more.
To hear you, to see you, to be you.
Yeah.
It was, as we said, your phone got water damage.
True.
How many people were thirsting over you?
That's too nice.
It's so true. And we had like such a fun time.
We
talking
did.
About vibrators and going home for the holidays, which it's a whole mess. You have a new podcast coming out.
I do.
It's called X's and O's.
It is.
And correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
You shoot in your bed.
In my bed. Yeah. Intimate.
In your. And is it a fake bed?
Wait. It's my real bed.
Is it a queen bed. Size? King it's size?
Queen. Hot. So it's pretty small.
That's not too small.
It's not too small.
Some would say the perfect size.
I like it.
Wait, can I pause really quickly?
Yes.
Did you say yes, hun?
Yeah.
I love that you're becoming a hun girl.
Listen, you know, I've been trying to become a sweetie girl for a long time.
And you're not old enough yet.
I blew past sweetie. I went to hun.
Has anyone ever called you hun? It's very like mothering.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like taken care of.
Yeah. I do take care of
I'm such a babe boy. I'm like,
hey, babe.
Hey. Yeah. I'm trying.
Stomach,
oh my God. Sounds. Are we starving? Anyways.
Yeah. I definitely am.
This is what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Do you think that a king size bed is too big?
Yes,
I do too.
For me and whatever future partner I will have.
Yeah.
Right. King is big. Like my brother and my sister, they have a king and I'm like, you should. Because he's like a 6 foot like man.
Giant.
You know what I mean? Like I don't want my girlfriend to be a mile away from me in the night.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I want her to be very close by.
I think I
want to be
able to kings are for straight her. People.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kings are for straights. Queens yes. are for gay people.
I agree with that.
Because I would say we embrace longer.
I think you're right. I think we embrace longer. Yeah. I also think like, yeah, there is something if you're, let's say 5'3" and a half.
Let's say. Throw it out
and
there.
And your girlfriend is also 5'3" and a half.
Yeah.
And you're in a California king. Like, you know, every once in a while you'll get an Airbnb.
And it's too big.
And you're like, this is the largest bed I've ever seen.
You're swimming.
Yeah.
You're literally kind of trying to just find Jack sinking into the ocean.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which I did never finish. Titanic.
Rachel never finished the Titanic?
No, I won't.
Was edging it. Okay. Saw it was on Netflix. Edged it for about 4 weeks.
I would watch it in 15-minute increments. It's a long film. I have ADHD. You get it.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to the end because it did get really scary.
It's scary when they're under and he's handcuffed and he's like, Rose.
Yeah, that's where I stopped. And now they took it off Netflix. So it's...
You'll never get to see it. There's no other way to ever find it. It's not on Netflix.
No,
You'll never watch it.
And it's a deep cut movie.
I never finished it and no one knows what happens. Yeah. I actually don't know if they made it off the ship.
They did. They're all
they're
safe.
Okay,
everyone
right?
survived.
Yeah, exactly.
And everything was fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing. I do want to know, you're shooting in your actual bed, which I think is like fascinating and intimate and erotic.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That was what I was going for.
It's working. Tell me about your sheets.
Okay. My sheets are from Parachute.
Oh.
That,
you know, rock. Brand?
I know. They have one at Studio City.
Yeah.
You know that place? What do we call it?
Wait, is it near...
Yeah, Erewhon.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That place rocks. Oh, I love that place.
Yeah.
Now, how many sets do you have?
I actually only have the one. They did gift it to me. And so I have to wash my bedding and then put it back on every time, which is a bummer.
Hey, but then your sheets are hot.
They're always very clean
hot,
and
very
ready to go.
Yeah.
And they don't have that, like, they've been folded in your closet smell.
Oh, my God.
You know I love that smell.
Yeah.
You love that smell?
I love it because it means it's crisp. It hasn't been touched yet.
It's true. So you like a little starchy.
I like
a crisp military sheet.
I want, you know, I'm military tuck. I want like 5 to 6 sheets I rotate.
Yeah.
Oh my
That's
God.
Fair.
Yeah.
Five to six.
I need more. I need to buy another
set. We got
to
get you some more.
But when you get something for free, it's really hard to then buy. So Parachute, if you're listening, please send me more.
Yeah. Parachute. Oh hi.
So wait, this is huge. You're recording in the sheets that you sleep in every night.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Oh my God.
This is very
Are you
sexy.
Guys like a outside clothes person? Like
in
the
bed?
Yeah. Do you have that
Hell
thing?
Hell no.
Yeah.
You cannot put shoes on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot have socks in the bed. You cannot have outside clothes in the bed.
Yeah.
No food in the bed.
Got it.
Mine is like pristine.
You have rules for your bed.
She's a very rule oriented honey over there. What about you?
I'm not as precious about it.
You're chill.
I'm chill about it.
God.
But maybe I should change that.
No, I think it's
a
nice.
You. It's however you feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I like things being very clean.
Fair.
My home is very clean.
I noticed.
Yeah, you've seen it.
I've seen it.
I'm very clean.
I will say this. I know we kind of like talked about this before, but I'm like never in my bed.
Yeah.
I'm only in my bed when I'm dead asleep. Any other time I don't want to be. And I don't even fuck in my bed anymore. Like once I started.
Are you fucking?
I am really confused about you not having sex in your bed.
Okay.
It's like,
okay, I'm an adventurer.
Where are you having sex?
Mostly. And hand to God. Hand to female God.
Yeah.
It's on the ground in front of my like living room TV, under the Christmas tree right now. It's the season
right now.
But yeah, we'll go. You know how when you're having sex, you're like in a long term relationship. You kind of go through phases. We're like, oh my God, we are doing this thing for a while. You try something new. You kind of do that for a while. You try this thing new. You do that for a while. We've been on the ground game for like a year and a half.
Whoa! It's too long.
That's a long time.
You guys, you're telling me. I didn't know it would last this long. I have back issues.
Yeah.
I have had to go to the PT.
I have some follow-up questions.
Sure.
How does it start? Are you guys like meet you on the ground in five? Or is one person like on the ground saying, come hither? How do you get to the
ground?
This
is such a good question. It started off, we really got into forts. So we, okay.
So
do you guys think I'm lame? I'm feeling like you guys think I'm lame.
Gay.
Oh, yeah. Listen, if you're not making a fort with your girlfriend, you're not even gay.
Are you taking the dining room chairs and making a fort? How are you building these forts?
The fort, okay, so we move, you know the outline of my living room. We move the coffee table and then we put down a giant Costco blanket and then one more blanket on top, pillows from the bed, and then we're under like a third blanket for our bodies.
Okay, so that is not a fort.
Yeah, where's the fort? Is there like a canopy?
Right. Okay, I'm not
I'm picturing a tent.
I'm not pitching
a
tent.
But that's a fort.
Yeah, what is the fort of
the
that?
The fort you would need to bring in your dining room chairs, make a circle.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're just making a bed on the floor.
Rachel. You little Diane rascals out here. Well, I don't need to be covered. It's not.
But that's what a fort is.
I can't believe this is happening.
You're misusing the word fort.
What would you call it?
A bed on the floor.
Honestly, kind of a sleeping bag, a loose sleeping bag.
We put a lot of candles out, and I feel like it'd be a fire hazard if we were under a sheet or something.
Okay, a fort.
I guess the word that comes to mind would be fort. Rachel! Anyways, we started making these intricate forts that don't have tops, whatever, and then it hasn't stopped.
And I can tell
she wants to fuck when she starts moving the coffee table. I go, excuse me.
It's a lot of prep, if I'm being honest. It's a lot of
prep. But I've always liked, when it comes to my sex life, I really like things that are very detail-oriented because, like, I get bored and I, like, want to move things around. So if you have, like, a detailed storyline, if you have props, if you have, like, new ideas,
if I can
get into character, if we can move the whole... Because I want to be, like... I think it's special to be, like... invested, and I like there to be a lot of care in it, which is why I want to get into shibari, which we don't have to get into right now, but shibari. It doesn't matter.
Is that like the rope stuff?
It's the rope stuff.
Okay, cool.
Because how much care is that?
It's a lot. Yeah. It's very intentional.
Yeah.
It's going to make your queer sex even longer.
Don't get me wrong.
So true.
Because it's long.
Yeah, and I want to, like, sometimes there's, fine, you can have like a quickie if you have to before your family Zoom or whatever. But what I want...
That's very specific.
Very
specific.
I like things like... And that's why I feel like I don't fuck in my bed because I want to like sleep in my bed.
Got it.
I want to like... And I will, especially when my back hurts. But I'm
you're
like...
You're getting
from
old.
All the fucking on the floor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think I'm literally like, did I ruin my lower back?
Yeah, this now is making sense because you've had back problems for the last, I don't know,
a year and a half.
Right.
Also, like, the timeline...
It is definitely the fucking on the floor.
Oh no, it checks out. All right.
Also, well. I love that you're like, I like to like keep things new and fresh a year and a half of this.
Yes,
though.
Exactly.
Well, right. That's more than a season of fucking on the floor.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I think that's what, you know, when you're in a long-term relationship, nobody tells you. Mm. I thought it would be boring, but really it's just like you just keep doing new things for longer times.
Yeah.
Apparently. And I think that's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
It's really cute.
Quit trying to hook up with me. I'm not engaged.
Hook up with you.
Oh my God. You see it,
yeah,
Shannon.
I can feel it. I can feel it.
Thank
Both
you.
Of you. Shut up.
Anyways, okay, so I'm so glad that you have this new podcast.
Thank you.
X's and O's, if I'm
correct.
When does it come out?
Next Wednesday.
Wait, now so this episode it already
will be
come
the,
out.
Yeah, the 13th
just
of
came
December.
Out.
Yeah.
13th of December. You have to go. It just came out.
It just came out.
Oh my God.
there you go.
Yeah, it was perfect. So now X's, you're obviously talking about your X's. And does O stand for
orgasm?
Coming?
Correct. Yes. So like
genius.
Relationships and sex. And it's not specifically just about my exes. It's like it's going to be guest based. So just like talking about relationships in general.
Ooh,
I've never had one.
Yeah.
Mackenzie and I, neither of us had ever actually
had sex
climaxed.
Or yeah, definitely that first one.
Okay. This is great.
I want to talk bed culture with you because you're doing this whole podcast in your bed.
Mm-hmm.
We know that you change your sheets because you have to, because you're having guests
Necessity.
Over.
Necessity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When you're with a partner, and right now you are single.
Correct.
When you've been with partners, are you big spoon or little spoon?
I feel like big spoon usually, but also I'm more of like I'm not a traditional spoon couple. Like I'm like wherever we fall into place.
Oh.
You know? Like that kind of cuddling. I really like to not be like, I guess, like, monotonous with my
your cuddling.
100%.
Yeah.
You don't want to get stuck in the same routine.
No. And also when you're like really like someone, I feel, I don't know, you kind of like melt into each other mm-hmm. in different ways. It's not just like spoon.
Yes.
But like, I like to be little spoon sometimes too. My last girlfriend was tiny. Mm-hmm. And so we used to joke that she was like a backpack on me when yes. she would
big spoon.
She was the big spoon.
That's literally like, me and my wife.
Yeah. I'm like, you are backpacking me right
oh
now.
My God.
Yeah.
But it's cute.
It still felt good.
Yeah. They find the way.
Yeah.
Love finds a way.
It does. It really does.
Oh my God.
So wait, do you always fall asleep cuddling?
Yeah.
I'm big. You have to.
I'm big cuddle. And also like the only reason I'll stop cuddling in the night is if I'm hot. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, yeah. I will stay touching the whole time. And that's comfortable to me.
Well, I feel like there's a difference between cuddling all night and then I do and needing like a bit of contact.
Yeah. Even whether, just like this.
Yep.
Oh, I'll just put a hand.
I will literally
to
just
touch. Or because we're both touching every
time. Yeah.
No, yeah. Just
great
finding,
day at the office.
That's why the king bed would be a problem.
Yeah, for sure.
Because where are they?
Yeah.
I need to be a reach away.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You got to be one arm length away, closer.
Agreed. Yeah.
But like, I love like a one touch, maybe our toes, maybe we're doing the Sistine Chapel and mm-hmm. it's just one finger to another.
Tip to tip.
But I don't think I would, because I feel like I fall asleep and then I do need
space
to flail.
Yeah.
I'm a rotisserie and I'll kick you.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll kick you. Oh, Mackenzie's a terrifying sleeper.
No. Why? Do you not move?
No, she's so...
I could see you being one of those people who like sleeps like a vampire.
Okay.
Like the dead.
That's your brand. Dude. You gotta look within.
My brand is very scary. No, I am. She means scary because when we sleep in the same room, which is all the time on the road.
We travel a lot.
If I'm awoken in the night, am evil. Mm. I'm very mean. And I'll say horrible things to you.
Oh.
But I'm in mid sleeping.
Like, yeah. Do you remember the things that you said?
Sometimes. Sometimes I don't.
Okay.
She's half asleep, half awake, which is some of
the worst part.
Most scary states of being that you'll see in anyone.
And I'll be like, shut up.
Yeah.
And
but
I'll
it's
yell
more
at
demonic.
Her.
Like, shut up. It's scary. Yeah.
Yeah. That's scary.
It's terrifying.
And you do remember it.
Sometimes.
Okay.
My wife says I'll say other things, but like we both sleep talk.
Mm.
Both of us sleep talk. And then I realized recently I'll tap her out. So if she's holding me and I don't want her to hold it anymore, I tap her out like a wrestler and then she turns.
I'm dead.
Incredible.
And she didn't
realize.
That's
a system.
It's
yeah,
a system.
That's
but
good.
She didn't realize I did it. So she's like, what do you mean you tap me out? And I was awake the other night and just like half awake, tapped her and she like rolled over like, oh, you do this all the time.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So we have like a sleep system where we're both unconscious and I kick her off me.
That fucking rocks.
Yeah, that seems good.
It's intimate.
That's marriage.
Yeah, I've had my ex snored and that was like,
ooh,
the
that's
tapping
rough.
Would make the snoring stop. I mean, she didn't snore all the time. It was just like one of those things. Usually like if she was like maybe not feeling that great,
yeah,
there would be snoring. And she was really easy to get to stop snoring because I would literally just
light
go,
shove.
And then she's like, but she wouldn't wake up. It would just end.
Oh,
and
thank
like,
God.
That's best case
bless.
Scenario.
Yeah.
I'll shove a little, nothing happens.
Oh my God.
So then I have to keep shoving and then I'll do
shut up. You guys, I had a memory shoot back to me that I would really like to share with both of you.
Please
give it to us.
I want to warn you, it's a weird one.
I'm
shocked. I was dating this lovely young woman when I was earlier in my 20s. We drank a lot together. I don't drink anymore.
Do I know this person?
You know this person. Okay. It's not who you think, it's the second person you think.
Okay.
We had drank a lot. We fell asleep in my room. At this point, I still had a straight male roommate. And this woman was, we were sleeping naked, as you do.
Okay.
And she woke up to use the restroom. Mm-hmm. She stayed naked. She goes to the restroom. She comes back into the room. I hear screaming. She went into his room.
No.
And she was fully naked.
No.
Yes. And that is something that your brain makes you forget. And then every once in a while,
it'll jump
right back into my consciousness.
I love that a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if it was an accident.
Did he enjoy that?
I feel like he did not enjoy it because he was like, you know, when you have roommates, the boundaries are so strict when you are living with somebody that it has to be.
They should be.
It should be, but they're usually not.
You
especially
don't think
with
so?
Queer people. I mean, I know he's straight.
Oh, he was straight. Like, the boundaries were, like, crystal clear. Mm-hmm. Like, there's not even... There were
like,
places...
Like, don't fuck my girlfriend.
Well, also don't... Yeah. Yeah.
Probably. Listen, it's not his fault. She walked in.
That's so true.
Sorry, I don't want to ever blame the woman. No, but boy, this one.
Maybe her fault.
Imagine you're dead asleep and then there's just like a naked woman and you're just screaming.
It's been a fantasy of mine forever.
Was she screaming or was he screaming?
They were
him.
They were screaming.
It's him only.
Screaming.
Everyone was screaming. And then I was screaming. So then there's just two naked people and one straight guy just kind of screaming in an apartment deep in the valley.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have fun.
That sounds about right.
Sounds like the beginning of a good movie.
Honestly. All right. Fine.
All right. Let's get into our Ask a Dykes.
Oh, yeah. We have some Ask a Dykes for you. Gotta ask a dyke tonight. I've got to ask a dyke tonight. I've got to know. And if you guys want to send an Ask a Dyke, you can email us or call into the Dyke hotline,
which is in the description below.
Let's dive right on in.
Okay, this one. Do you want to read it because it's short?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not a strong reader. And that doesn't matter. Here we go. Ask a Dyke. Hi, guys. I'm a huge fan of the pod, and I'm hoping that I get to see you live someday soon. We hope that, too. I'm 30 years old, and I just came out as queer. Welcome to the community. I'm stoked to be here, and I...
You got it.
You can do it.
We all believe in you.
Do you want a popcorn?
Wait, you actually could. It's just right here.
That being said, I feel super nervous about all of it. The socializing, the hobbies, the conversation, the sex. Like, what? What do I do? How do I act? Where do I start? What do I do with my hands? Help.
Okay, wait. You did a great popcorn. Thank you for saving me. I literally panicked.
Yeah, no worries.
You put some emphasis on things.
I tried.
You know, you weren't just reading it. You were living it.
You really?
Now this is living.
Wait, do you know that? I'm so sorry, and we'll get to this. Ask a Dyke, I swear to God. Do you know we did a city in Cleveland and a woman came up to our meet and greet? She was buying merch and she showed me a tattoo it was your handle.
Now this is living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did I write it myself?
Possibly. I don't know.
Interesting.
We'll get her on the horn.
My handwriting You've is on that? A few people in the world.
Especially if someone asks me in real life, I don't know how to say no, but I'm like, my handwriting is not amazing. Mm. I must say.
That's
but
like
I
Ray.
Will do it. But should you get it? Don't feel like you need to.
Right. Don't feel like you need to.
Like, if you go into that studio, you can get a font. You can ask for a font.
Don't. Get it in God. The font.
Yes, please.
But they want a piece of that sweet, sweet Shannon. They need it.
I might need to go to like lessons for handwriting or something. So
how
that
bad
it gets
is your handwriting?
It's not that it's that bad, but I write in all caps. So I'm like, oh, now I like that. You know, that's a lot.
Wait, that is also very hot.
I know. I like a all cap handwriting. I tried that for a bit.
It's exhausting.
It's too much.
It's time consuming.
It is very time consuming.
But I'm not like writing that much.
Yeah, no. We're typing.
Yeah.
Wait, have you always been all caps or is this a choice that you made in eighth grade?
No, I feel like I started doing it like in college. Mm. I was like, I have a finance degree.
Ooh.
Random.
What the fuck are you doing with finance?
Nothing. Like, I don't even think I've done my taxes this year, honestly. So nothing at all.
Ray, what is yours?
I majored in American Sign Language.
It's beautiful.
Ever heard of it? Hi.
And what are you doing with that? We all have things that we're not
really
using.
What was your major?
Film.
Oh, right.
Ooh, what is it?
Yeah.
You're using it most.
Yeah.
You actually are.
Yeah.
All I've ever wanted to be is a dyke who... writes in all caps.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you see my phone, it's in military time.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm 6'4"
Okay. One of those things we maybe can't do.
the other two
are really doable.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
At least military time. You got that.
I don't know.
But it is math.
Yeah, it's math.
Don't do it.
Yeah,
I feel like it's a power move.
I like it.
Like it's kind of cunty.
It's kind of like I'm traveling.
Are you military time?
No.
Good.
But should I?
No.
Yeah.
Is it hot? It's like ordering like a whiskey neat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That lesbian.
Yes.
But when you see somebody ordering a whiskey neat now,
mm-hmm.
aren't you like, we fucking get it?
No, I'm kind of like,
I feel like the girls I like are usually drinking like cosmopolitans.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
You know, I would be the whiskey neat.
You're like,
neat
I want to be the whiskey
yeah.
neat.
Yeah. I feel like
You don't drink.
I don't drink, but I was a whiskey person. I was in whiskey.
You were exclusively whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drunk. But then every once in a while with our dyke friends, we would do cosmopolitans, and that's a fun thing
to
do.
It's a fun thing to do with a bunch of gals.
Yeah.
We were kind of a Sex and the City vibes.
Yeah.
I'll drink a fruity drink every once in a while.
Yeah.
Mix
you
it
have
up.
To. Mix it up.
Show people my soft side.
That's really cute.
Honestly, we're like, look at us. Okay, we have to help this yeah. person.
Right. Okay, so the thing was, is I just came out as queer. I'm 30 years old.
Great.
Doesn't know what to do.
Doesn't know what socializing, hobbies, the conversation. LOL, we don't all have the same hobbies.
Rock climbing.
Well, okay, maybe
yeah,
we do.
Yeah, we do.
Hiking, drinking, whiskey neat.
Yeah.
The sex. Where do I start? What do I do with my hands?
I always say start from the top down.
Okay.
Do you always say that?
I always say that.
Okay. And is that for everything? Across the board?
Across yeah. the board.
You don't want
to
stop.
You want to start by listening to this podcast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So they're already doing the work.
Right. That's like half of the battle. Mm-hmm. And then you make your way down to finding community on the internet, which love. I feel like is a very queer thing to do.
Very queer.
Or very much like my church friends don't like this, mm-hmm. but these people are nice to me.
I feel like you missed the mouth. You went from
I'm so sorry.
Listening.
Yeah, what do you want to do with the mouth?
Well, the mouth is, I would say, sing karaoke. Mm-hmm. Go sing Tracy Chapman. Mm-hmm. Go sing some queer anthems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wish I knew where they lived because I could like guide you to events.
Queer karaoke is great.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Same with queer line dancing.
Oh my.
Go out there, meet people at queer events.
If you live in LA, there's a lot.
We can help you in LA.
Yeah.
If you're in Idaho, we don't know what to say.
Actually, Boise.
Boise
is gay as fuck.
Gay.
Really? We okay. were just there and I was like, okay, you guys are like,
it was nuts.
The L was so strong in the LGBTQ community out
that
there.
That checks, honestly. Yeah.
They're hiking.
Yeah. Portland, Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
Gay. Very good.
Gay.
Very gay.
Gay, gay.
Well, do you guys happen to remember what it was like for you that first year that you came out?
Wait, how old were you when you came out, Shannon?
That's like a great question. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because like I started coming out to my family when I was 19. Mm-hmm. But then I like didn't come all the way out till I graduated college. So I was like 22. And then I had a girlfriend. And I did. My girlfriend was like way more experienced than me. And that was, in a way, like, I wish I had handled that better. Like, it really intimidated me.
Yeah,
instead of just
really?
Using it as, like, a tool of, like, show me the way, I kind of was like, okay, what have you not done?
Oh,
like, it got in my
that's
head.
That's such a young thing,
yeah,
though.
I was little. Yeah. But I'm like, have you used a strap-on? Have you done this? And every answer was always, like, yes. And then I'd be like, well, then I'm going to look dumb because I'm not going to know what to do.
Oh, because you were like sucks. Insecure yeah. about it, which is very normal. A lot of things.
I had a girlfriend just like that, too.
Yeah.
It was like not embarrassing, but I was embarrassed and I never told the person.
Yeah. I didn't really say anything about it either.
Yeah.
Which communicating is so key yeah. with anyone you're sleeping with. So, I mean, good advice for this person, too. Like talk. You have to like talk about things.
Yeah.
I'm also like big, especially now. Big on vulnerability. Like I'll be like, mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm doing actually.
Yes.
But I'm so down to try whatever it is.
You
know?
It's dropping the ego a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I feel like 20s are all ego. We talk about how like having sex in your 20s is
a show.
It's yeah, such
a
show.
You're literally like in a porno.
Yes.
A bad one.
Yes.
It's so bad.
Bad.
No yeah. one's coming. And if they are, they're faking it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hard.
Hard. Big and hard,
hard.
Everyone knows.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like being, I think, saying the thing that's making you the most nervous puts everyone at ease. Mm-hmm. People are so worried about saying the thing that they're most worried about. But when you can just talk about it, then it has no more power over you. And then you can actually start to have really good sex.
Yeah.
Totally.
So even if you go into a situation, I think also we get this question a lot where people are like, I have never had sex with a woman before. And do I tell them or do I not tell them? And I feel like we've said before, mm-hmm. it's like, it's not about whether or not you need to in your profile say it or on the first date say it. But if you're in a situation where it's the only thing that's in your head, a good way to get it out of your head is to just like open up to somebody else about it.
Yeah.
And it's not going to make them go like, ew, what? Like it's a fun time to explore. You obviously you're down. You're in situations that you are all like involved in a way where it's like you don't have to be worried yeah. about like that. Then that's going to somehow make you unsexy. I think like knowing where you're at is very hot.
Yeah. Also, if the person's reaction is like you, then you definitely don't want to fuck that person.
For sure.
Like that does not need to be. Insane reaction.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Also, I feel like just inherently, if somebody is into you, that's already sexy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like that person, if you're about to have sex with somebody, that's, you're already there.
Yeah.
You're already good. This person's going to want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
Just because you are into them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And also yeah. this person like saying, I've never had sex with a woman. Like, what do I do? What do I do with my hands? If you've had sex with yourself, if you've ever masturbated, you know how women work. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be able to do great.
Oh my God. You know? I always say use your ears. You can always tell when you're doing well.
Yeah.
When you top down, just top listen down. From down. The top all the way down, honey.
Oh God.
I remember the first time I strapped. Thanks for asking. do you remember I remember wanting so badly to be like, this is what lesbians do. We're just strapping, strap. Yeah. Right? You know the experience.
Here's the thing. You and I both, we myth busted it.
We did. We, for sure.
The most strapping is happening in college mm-hmm. and just out of college.
Yeah.
And then it slowly, the graph slowly goes down.
Yeah. I think so. That's,
yeah.
Listen, I'll go through phases, but all in all, it's like, what am I, 20?
Yeah.
Are we going to strap every single day? I literally have a full-time job. I'm at the cubicle kind of like curling my hair.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Wait, Shannon, are you a strap daddy? Are you constantly strapping?
I would say no.
Yeah.
Not constantly strapping. Also, like, I feel like it's something that happens in, like, a phase of your relationship. Like, it goes through seasons.
Yeah. Totally.
Like, and there's definitely, like, the exciting time when you go to the store and you buy 100% the thing for the first time. And then you're like, so are we using it every time?
Right.
And for, exactly. like, a second, you are.
Yes.
And then you get to the point where you're like, I didn't wash it.
Yeah. Or it's so much effort to put it on.
You get to the point where it takes forever. There's prep.
There's so much prep to untangle. You know me.
I know.
The untangling is what drives me nuts.
Right. Whose harness was this one? Why are my thighs squishing?
Will
in
you
a
do
way?
Something for me?
Yeah.
The song Seasons of Love. Will you sing it as Seasons of Strap?
Seasons of Straps. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Thank you.
525,600 strappings. Yeah, that's actually
strappings.
What a strapping young lad. And you know what that is? That's a dyke who's in her strap season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's incredible.
Wow. Okay, the first time I tried strapping, I'll tell you what. You know how it is when you're 18.
Thanks for asking.
Thanks for asking. Mm-hmm. You know when you're 18 and you're going to a sex store and you've only been able to go to sex stores for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I remember buying one that was the cheapest one you could find because you're broke when you're 18.
Mm-hmm. It's plastic. It's purple. I know the exact one.
Oh my God.
It came in a kit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, and it came with lube, cock rings, and like.
I had the same one. I got it. Zorba's, unfortunately, is the real name.
What is Zorba's?
Zorba's.
In the Midwest, that's a pizza shop.
I was going to say, it sounds like a restaurant.
It is. Zorba's is a restaurant.
Zorba's is a
sex store.
Sex store in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Shout out.
I don't know if it's still there. And it was the creepiest place I've ever been to. I saw a teacher there.
No!
While you were buying the strap?
Yeah.
I will die.
Me and my girlfriend were
the end of my life.
Buying a strap. But then I also saw that teacher there. So I was like, that teacher's also buying something.
Good for them.
What's more embarrassing?
Mm. Yeah, for them, for sure.
Yeah, for them, yeah.
This sex store that I bought my first strap on at was a sex store run and operated. That's the same word, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Owned
and operated.
Run.
Just say owned.
Talked.
Bitch. Tell us.
Sorry. Owned and
operated.
Thank you. By women. And it was intended for people who have experienced sexual abuse to get back into a sex store in a way that felt comfortable to them. So when you started in it, it was like gift cards and like bachelorette party gifts. And as you snake your way through the store, it got more hardcore. Mm-hmm. So if you got to a point where you're like, I'm no longer comfortable, you were able to go back.
That's literally how grocery stores are. Mm-hmm. You get there, it's balloons, it's flowers, it's gift cards. You get to the back, milk, eggs.
Yeah.
I see what's going on here.
I'm actually screaming at how fast you loaded that joke. You bitch. I've never said that on this podcast, and you could load a dairy joke in the time of me talking about it.
Just finish your story.
You're actually like a genius podcaster.
Stop.
You're actually the funniest comedian I've ever met in my life.
Don't.
You gorgeous bitch. Marry me. Choose me. Pick me. I take her ring off. Swallow it. She's my wife now. You're mine.
Finish your story.
Swallow it.
The amount of rings I have in my belly would shock you. Stop. Okay, God, this story isn't even worth it.
Is
not
it
after
not?
That.
Just
okay,
continue.
I make my way back with my first like girlfriend out of the closet.
Wow,
I find the kit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
the kit.
$49.99.
Did you not ever see this kit?
My first strap on I bought online, and I will tell you. But I want to hear this.
We're gonna need to hear everything.
Online is
it's so smart, but I feel like by when we were buying them in the 1980s,
yeah.
We are there the was same no
age.
Amazon.
Yeah,
we're all the same age.
Why does it feel like there was not, you couldn't order them online?
I didn't even think of it. I don't know. Okay, I have to hurry mine up because I want to hear your online, like, what website? Adam and Eve? Okay, so we snack our way to the back. We grab the whole kit and caboodle. Mm-hmm. We get back home. We're so excited. Neither of us has strapped before. Mm-hmm. And the second we start using it, both of us are like, this is way too big.
I've had that happen so many times.
Always.
Every time. It looks so normal until it's not, and then you're like, huge.
Why is it massive? So big? Yep. I'm like, I can barely breathe. Do you know what I mean?
And also, it wasn't the biggest one. I went mid-size. No. Too big.
Here's the thing. When I'm strapping too, I like to feel like I'm in my masculine energy. Mm-hmm. I'm Dwayne The Rock Johnson. But when it's too big, you start to go like, yowchie.
And you're talking bottoming?
Yes, I'm always talking bottoming. If you're wondering, what are we? Yeah, I mean, you can picture what it's like strapping when you're topping. Me bottoming, I try to still be like in
the
my
rock?
Moment.
You're
yeah.
the rock.
I feel like
she's
the rock taking it. Here's the thing: no one's talking about how masculine people are also bottoms. And when I'm bottoming, I am still masculine.
Are you
really? I feel like I get a little femmy.
I get full femme.
I get a little. You bottom, put a little arch in your back.
Yeah, I'm like there's. I'm a woman.
And now I'm a woman.
And now a woman. It shocks me.
You like put on pearls and you're like painting your nails.
Blush. No. Fully blush.
Putting on lipstick while bottoming.
Also, I'm like, my moans. I'm like, okay, girl, where did that
come from?
Young lady. It scares me. Like, it'll come out of me and I'm like, I don't know if I'm like embarrassed. Or like
that's what is so funny.
No one's
like,
talking about this.
No one's talking about when you're mask and you're bottoming, you gotta... The sounds that come out can really femme you up.
It's femme you
giving
up.
Pikachu.
From top down femme.
Pika.
It's that. It's giving Pikachu.
Screaming. And that.
Unfortunately.
Wow.
Okay, so tell us your story.
Wow.
About when you ordered one online.
Well, I was in a long distance relationship, so it made it like.
How far?
Like states away.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But I think we bought it at like wetforher.com. Ever heard of it?
No.
Oh my gosh. They're kind of boss. They're like, it's queer
for the
girls. And like they make their straps or their like actual like dildos are not phallic.
Incredible.
For the most part. I think they have some that are phallic, but a bunch of them are like very like.
What shapes are they?
Like Dr. Susie.
Like yeah. Like
no, I
soft,
love when they look just, insane.
No, and not even doctors. Literally like. Actually, I think I've moved past that in my life. Like, I would almost prefer more phallic at this point because it's like so inorganic. It's like a poker. It's like literally
poker.
Like a perfectly like cylinder, like tampon.
Oh, you need to have.
It needs.
Well,
it
I
has
kind
like,
of.
It has like a little curve, but it literally is like perfectly.
A poker.
Like Play-Doh.
The funniest.
Like, no. No texture.
Wait,
no texture
wait,
at all.
When it okay, looks yeah, like a hot some. Dog that you get at a
yes,
game.
Yes, that's what it looked like.
Okay, I know what
An
you're talking
Oscar
about.
Mayer wiener.
It's a little bit too. It's a little too weird looking.
Like too slippery.
Too smooth.
Yeah.
Here's
yeah.
the thing. I want my dillers to have a little grit on them.
I mean,
don't
yeah,
say grit,
I'm moving
man.
In that direction. I feel in my future. I'm not there yet. But
too smooth. Pebble. Like it has been rolled out by like a rolling pin.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Wow.
Like Play-Doh. It literally looks like clay.
Yeah.
Yes. You know? Of course.
Yeah. Okay. So this is what you were ordering at the time?
That's what we got.
Fan. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I felt. I don't know. I felt like I didn't want it to be like too dick like.
Yeah.
Because I was also like in my baby gay, like I'm a lesbian, like, you know, but now I'm like, okay,
grow up.
I feel like organic shapes are kind of hotter.
Yes.
And well, a little more like familiar in a way.
They are.
Like,
I'm used to seeing them.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like I know what you're talking about because I've like, there are some like dykes or queer people out there that when they're using like a dildo or a strap on, they call it their dick. And I've always been like a little hesitant to that. Vibe.
Can I tell you?
For me,
I don't like it.
Well, I'm like, if that's your kink, of course. Like, if you're like, that's what makes me feel hot, and you like, go fucking crazy. I mean, I've done some stuff that is wild. Go for it. But for me, when I'm like, or hearing other, like, I'll hear like my, I almost said my guy friends, but I do mean my like very masculine dykes.
Yeah,
be like, I'm picking up my dick. I brought my dick over to her house. I'm always like, huh? Because like, it doesn't feel. That's not as hot to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've been a big diller head for a while.
I love the word diller.
Yeah.
Diller's good.
A Phyllis diller? Come on.
Please.
We're having fun.
Now we're having a fun time.
Yeah. I feel like I have fun.
I don't like the word dick in general.
Dick takes me out of.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I get that. I feel like depending on your gender expression, totally. Yeah. Like how that could be like.
Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
And like validating to you.
I'm talking about me.
Yeah.
I'm not calling it my dick.
I like to call it like my strap.
My strap. Ooh,
I love just strapping it like it's the whole apparatus.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not just the diller.
It's yes, like the kids.
This is like a whole yeah. thing. This is like
yeah.
I love because when do you remember when it's always a strap on?
Mm-hmm.
I'm strap on. I have a strap on to drop it. Guess what?
Just strap.
It's a strap.
We're strapping, baby.
Yeah.
It feels like
I'm loving
really,
the
like,
shoulder movement.
Yeah. You yeah,
ship
that's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, when you bought it online, did you ship it to your house or to
that's
her
a good
place?
Question. I don't remember. Probably hers if I'm yeah.
That's bold.
Yeah.
Ding but dong.
We did it together. Like we picked it together kind of vibe.
Okay,
you know?
Perfect.
But I mean, I've since bought them in the store, which also is just like it's like such a fun experience, but then
it
at
is
the
if
same
you're with
time,
your partner.
You're kind of like I'm having PTSD
oh,
right now.
Oh, they're coming back. The memories.
X's and O's.
Did you have a bad experience in a sex store?
No, I just get like a little bit, I can be a little shy, I feel, you know, in like that yeah. world. But I've gotten so much more comfortable with it now. I have a lot of like, I'm from Texas,
right.
you know, there's a lot of like,
we got the trauma.
Internal
yes.
like shame
yes,
just
yes,
around
yes.
like sex in general and like owning sex.
Yeah.
But I've gotten like so much better about it now, but still, you know, there's parts of you that you can't like, fix overnight.
No, mm-hmm. I know. Oh my God. It does take a while, especially when like, I feel like if the guy is ringing you up, there is a weird, or have you ever had, I've had like people, maintenance people working in my house, find my dillers
mm-hmm.
and
your dilders.
Yeah. I've had my mom find my dillers.
Stop.
I know.
Shannon.
I know. How back again. Back to the vibrating story. But
wait,
it's always,
it?
Why am I getting caught left and right?
Yeah, literally.
I will get caught no matter what I do. I've just always am caught. Like
why?
Even in the times that I was like in an open relationship, somehow caught.
Fuck.
Even though I was allowed to be doing what I did.
Why?
It's so random to think about this in this context, but like, yeah, I kissed a girl one time when I was in an open relationship and someone filmed it.
Shut up.
Sent it to my mom, my sister, my girlfriend at the time. Everyone.
Who is this piece of shit sending this video around?
Yeah,
mom?
They screamed across the bar and said, now this is living, which is my handle and everything. And then I was like, okay, we need to leave this bar.
Yeah.
That's so fucking weird.
What?
But because at the time, no one knew I was in an open relationship,
oh
this person thought that they caught me cheating. And in their mind, the person they should tell is my mother.
How did
oh
they have your mom's number?
They Instagram. They DM'd it to everyone on Instagram. Like, lots. I woke up to my friends being like, Shannon, I just got a DM of you making out with a girl.
Shut
And I was like, sick.
Up.
Wait. That's actually
like I will
super
get
traumatizing.
That yeah.
I'm like, that's crazy.
And I was like, the way I was outed, I got caught. They put a baby monitor in the room. Like,
no.
I am caught. I can't get away with anything. Like, I need everything I do. I operate in a world where I'm like,
this is.
Would I be embarrassed if my mom
yeah.
knows about this?
Right.
Because
at
she
this
probably
point, will find out.
She will.
Holy fucking hell.
Yeah. Crazy.
That's insane.
I know.
I'm so sorry, but the
I'm
baby monitor is really kind of sticking with me.
Why did they put a baby monitor in your room? Or was it not your room?
They put it in the girl that I was like in love with in high school's room, her parents, because they had a feeling that something was going on with us. They were right. It was like the whole, well, luckily we were very innocent and mm-hmm. we were talking about liking each other.
Oh,
it wasn't
very
even like
sweet.
Sexual. It was kind of like,
that's so
this
sad.
Is like, this is like scary and sad. Like, were we going to hell? Blah,
yep.
blah, blah. And then like her parents are like, you are going to hell.
Yep.
And you're disgusting. And
oh,
Shannon, you can't spend the night anymore. And
wow.
I'm like, okay.
That's
so uncomfortable.
Weird.
And they're like, and we're calling your parents. I'm like,
stop calling Shannon's mom.
That's
the name of the episode.
Stop calling
Shannon's mom.
Thank you.
Wow.
But yeah. Fuck. Also, like, how jarring to have your love life over and over again through multiple chapters of your life since the moment you came, like, became somebody who has romantic feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been like,
yeah,
like people think that they're entitled to like listening in on it. Like, it's a common theme
from the beginning,
from the jump.
From the
I mean
jump.
That's crazy.
A lot of scrutiny from the beginning. A lot of eyes.
It's like everybody's talking about it, but you.
Yeah, me. I know, but here I am.
Thank God you have this podcast now. X's and O's. Thank God.
Wait, you guys, I just realized we did not help that person at all. We went from, don't know what to do with your hands. We're strapping.
Here's
you know what to do with your hands? You strap.
Welcome to Two Dykes and a Mic. This is how it goes.
The podcast is chaos.
It is.
I stand by top down.
Yeah, top down.
Also, how do I act? Where do I start? What do I do with my hands? You're going to put your hands right inside.
Whoa, both at the same time.
I think hands. I cleared that up. Both hands.
Get them in.
Yeah, okay. Great. I'm sinking into the couch. I'm coming.
Yeah, why don't you come back up? Meet us at our level, which is 4 inches taller than you.
It's because I don't have torso.
All right. I'm all torso, no legs.
Must be nice.
Sucks.
I'm not sure what I am.
But you're tall.
The one thing I'll say too about the hands thing is I think one of the best things about hooking up with women is we're very good at like moving our own bodies against a hand. Like if you put your hand
kind of
in the right area, like
we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll get
together. It's like it's not just one person doing all of the work.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of like body language that you will do together.
Yeah.
Yes.
So don't be so scared.
That was great advice. That's really good advice. I think too, you think about, especially if you don't have a lot of experience with women, it can feel like you're going to take a turn and then there's like a spotlight on you where it's now your time to perform what you know or what you're good at. And like almost every single time, unless I'm intentionally doing that, it doesn't feel like sex doesn't feel like that. Mm-mm. And it doesn't need to be like, now you're showing your thing. It is like
it's not so like transactional and like your turn, my turn,
exactly.
Your turn, my turn, your turn. It's like, it should be more fluid than that.
Yeah. And if you just like kind of enjoy what you're doing and what feels good, you'll see that it kind of naturally turns more into like a dance that you guys are both taking parts in throughout the whole experience.
So true.
A dance. I like that.
Yeah. And my dance, it's the Macarena.
Oh God. I was going to say mine's the electric slide. You get it?
Good.
Do you get it?
Of course. Slide to the left.
Yep.
Wait, that was the cha-cha slide. And that, I'm sure, is your song.
For sure. We're all just 8th grade dance songs.
Yeah.
Okay, if we can go one down the line, can you guys give one sex tip that you would give to somebody who hasn't had sex with a woman yet?
I mean, I feel like top down.
Okay.
A sex tip?
Yeah, like one tip that you would get. I'll start.
Yeah.
And I think we've talked about this on the podcast. 3 things. Slower, wetter, slower.
Ooh.
Softer.
Yeah. Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, just go slower. Like, don't get so excited that you're, I don't know, destroying that pussy.
I was literally gonna say like burning their clit off.
Exactly.
Yeah,
go slower, softer. I think that's my advice.
Did you say burning?
I did.
Burning it right off.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've all been with one who you're like
too much friction. Like,
take it easy.
If there's too much friction, that's not good.
No.
And that's when the wetter comes in too.
Yes. In a big way. Do you have something?
I guess I would just say, like, especially if you've never hooked up with a woman, pay attention to what she does to you and know that that's like usually like an invitation to do the same to her. And then you don't feel so like you're like flying blind. It's like, okay. And girls will show you like what they like. I feel like it just happens.
Yes.
Without even thinking about it. So pay attention to what she does and then kind of like try to mimic it almost.
It's great.
Girls are so smart. Yeah. Yes. I feel like my advice is, and this is something that and this is going to sound so easy. Mm-hmm. It's going to sound like, of course you sound stupid, but I mean it genuinely.
Okay.
You should be enjoying yourself when you are having sex. And I think a lot of times, because sex is so many things, and I get that, and sex means a lot, or sometimes it doesn't, or sometimes it's confusing, sometimes you're worried, but like at the
when
core,
when are you confused?
Sometimes you can be confused, you know, when you're like, or you're not sure what this means for somebody else, or you don't know, like,
okay, I see where you're going.
Yeah, like when you look wider.
I thought you meant like physically, anatomy wise.
That too. I mean, my body's a wonderland, and I mean that in a bad way.
Like it's really, we don't know where we're at.
100%. Where am I? My back hurts.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That's true. Okay.
I feel like you can forget especially when you're starting to have sex, mm-hmm. that like the whole point of it is that it is supposed to feel good and be enjoyable.
Yeah.
So if you can just remember that that is the whole point, and everything else, whatever gets you there in whatever type of desire or fun that you're having, the yeah. whole point is like, I want us to feel good, and mm-hmm. just remember that, and the rest doesn't fucking matter at all.
That was beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we have an ask a dyke. Hi, my name is Romy. I attended your show in Raleigh. I'm going to blow through this.
Raleigh rocked, by the way. We love Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay, so here's the question. For context, leading up to my ask, it's about the last girl that I was with. Let's call her Diane.
Great.
Love. This was back in late June, mid-July. We matched on Bumble. Mm-hmm. Our first date was the last weekend of June, and we had a date every weekend for the next 4 weeks.
Great.
We hooked up every single time, and it was fucking awesome. We weren't each other's first girl, but we shared a lot of our first sexual experiences together, which is we both use straps on each other, okay. To try and summarize why things stopped.
Did it get more graphic?
It got pretty graphic. I love that you knew exactly what happened.
I know okay. you.
It got super graphic.
I know okay. our Diane's as well.
Mm-hmm. To try and summarize why things stopped, this all took place in Germany.
Oh,
awesome. And I was moving back to the States at the end of July. So while Diane would still be staying in Germany.
I almost said merci.
Merci. That's a different one.
Yeah.
It feels right to me.
It feels right. Okay. They're both military dykes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we never defined what our relationship was, but we both did admit we liked each other and wanted to stay in touch. August went by and communication slowly dwindled, but my feelings were actually growing stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Distance truly does make the heart grow fonder. Anyway, on the last week of July, I wanted to discuss possibly defining what we were and ask how she felt about being more exclusive. We never got around to talking about this, though, because she basically ghosted me and we haven't talked since. I deleted her number, but we still follow each other on IG, and she accidentally left a shirt with me the last time we hooked up. I kept it with me going back to the States, and I still have it. So here's my ask a dyke. What would you do with this girl shirt?
Mm.
It's just an old shirt, something we could never wear to sleep. Oh, something you could wear to sleep.
Okay.
And I've spoken with several close friends about this, and I've gotten a variety of answers, which is donate it to Goodwill, keep it, and own it like it's yours now, throw it away, etc. What do you guys think? Love you both.
Wow. Well, wow. Someone who's traumatized by vintage t-shirts.
Oh!
I would throw it out.
Burn it!
Throw it out.
Before anything else happens with it.
Before anything else could happen, yeah. Get fucking rid of that shirt.
Oh my God.
This seemed really tailored to you.
That
Shanna.
Is really pointed. Yeah. Wow, it's loud in here. Holy shit. Have you ever had an ex leave a article of clothing?
A ton. Yes. I always throw it out.
You throw it out?
I throw it out immediately because I don't like reminders of people.
Oh.
And I have told you this before, Shannon. I've never told you.
Please.
When I break up with somebody or if I'm like mentally done with them, I close the door and it never opens back up. So mm-hmm. I don't want any like reminder of that person in my house.
And when I close the door, I kind of like very creepily like
slowly over the years.
And I keep my eye out. And then when I close it, I go, peekaboo, it's me again. Do you remember 2013? And then I go back in and then I date somebody for a while and then I'll come back out and I'll be like, me again, but hotter this time. You know, like that type of
these are
toxic.
These are drunk text messages,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But I was like a messy drunk for a long time. Mm-hmm. So hello. But
so what would you do? Would you throw the shirt away?
Let me tell you what I have done.
Mm.
I dated this woman who I was deeply in love with in college.
Is this a woman?
She was a woman. They all are. They're all women, actually.
How old was she when you dated her?
Oh my God, 20.
That's not a woman.
Okay, yeah. And we actually went to the same high school together. And random. Wow. Memories are just flooding back.
Yeah,
I love this
you're
woman.
Having an experience.
Wow, I loved her so much.
Huh. Okay, calm down.
Okay.
You start weeping.
Okay, she came out to visit me in LA one time, left her sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. The sweatshirt was a lacrosse sweatshirt, a lacrosse hoodie, an embroidered high school hoodie with her name on it.
Expensive.
The name.
You know, long last name.
Mm-hmm.
Very intricate. A lot of...
It's Polish. So long. A lot
of keys. It's not...
Not Polish.
Are you feeling it
Wait,
on
is
me?
She Polish?
Stop. You're freaking
well,
me
I'm just
out.
Thinking of a long last
She's
name from
Belarus.
From the Midwest.
There are so many Ks. Anyways, we're outing this person and that's fine. Anyways, I had the sweatshirt, and what I did was I couldn't wear it because I was too fat and it was too small for me, but I
cropped up high.
I kept it folded under my bed for, I want to say, years and years and years. In a way
years,
that
and years and
years and years and years and years, so many years. And it was like, not as, I think I've even told about what happened later on the podcast before, but I kept it not like every week I would unfold it and smell it and think of this person and miss her.
It seems like you did do that.
No, I mean, I do wish that I could have worn it one day. Now I could wear it.
You gave it back.
This is, well, I kept it because I'm actually a huge trinket person. I love keeping little things. I still have a box like in my parents' house of like love letters from when I was closeted. I have like,
that's cute.
And not, yeah, I have like pictures and stuff of exes. I don't keep pictures of exes though on my social media. I feel like that's where I'm like, that's weird. But like, I feel like I'm entitled to keep memories from times throughout my life. However, like a few years back, she did ask for that randomly out of the blue, ask for her sweatshirt back.
I would have told her I threw it out years ago.
Yeah.
I can't believe you admitted that you kept
did
it.
Did you get it back?
I mailed it back to the Midwest.
That's insane.
Wow. I can't believe she wanted it back.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
I can't believe she remembered where it was.
The amount of clothing items
I have everywhere
throughout the city.
I'm like, where did that go?
But doesn't it seem intentional? Like she left it at Rachel's house specifically to be like,
years later, like give that back.
Yeah.
I don't think, here's the thing. She's not like a game player.
It feels game playing.
And then once I sent it, I legitimately have not heard from her since. I think like
she wants to fuck you.
Understanding no. How important the embroidery was. I mean, it's a good sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Then why leave it in the first place and forget about it for years?
Years.
That's a good point.
Ask for it 6 months later. Wow. Even that way too long.
Yeah.
Maybe I should text her. You guys, I gotta go.
No.
I'm gonna head out. Okay. I'm gonna head out if you guys don't mind.
So all of our advice is throw it out.
Throw it out.
Throw it out.
Keep it forever.
Until they ask for it back.
Yeah. Or if it's a cool clothing item and you have like the energy of like good riddance, like if they've hurt you, I would, as a trophy, turn it into a very hot workout crop top and just fucking pump iron in it.
Or fuck a bunch of women in it. That's kind of a big fuck you.
That's a power move for sure.
Right? Wear that shirt. And obviously you're still making it into a muscle tee.
Of course. You still have to crop the shit out of it.
Crop the shit out of it.
Sleeves off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just put it away.
Or put it there. You know?
It doesn't have to be so intense. I feel like don't give things too much weight that don't need to have that much weight.
Just nice. Fold it's it very and put mature it somewhere. Of you.
Forget about it.
Have you ever left something at somebody's house in hopes that they would call you back or text you and be like, oh, I still have this
of
yours?
Your Cinderella slipper.
No, because I'm like way more like, I would just joke about it and be like, I guess we have to see each other again. Like, I mean, I've done it, but never. It's usually on accident. Yeah. I mean, I've done it, but I forget everything everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
I've never left anything. I'm a little
meticulous with
my items because I'm not messy at all. I know where every piece of jewelry is. I know where all my socks are. If you get me naked in your house, I fold my clothes up first.
That's wow. Sick.
And
yeah,
not
I can not
way.
Relate to that.
Yeah,
at
it's
all,
not but. It's not sexy, but it's my truth.
It's incredible.
What about you?
I've never done it, but I've had many women leave things behind, and then I was like, oh come on! And it's been like earrings,
yeah,
like full sets of jewelry, where I'm like, how did you not pick this up? Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because whenever a girl had ever left anything after a hookup. I have like, and not in a trophy way, but
you keep it,
but held onto it in a way where I'm like, I feel so lucky that a girl was this close to me.
That's really sweet.
That's really sweet.
I immediately throw it out.
You heartless.
Sorry.
Witch.
I'll give them a week to come get it.
And then it's gone.
And then it's gone.
I put it in like a glass container, like you're at a museum. And I'm like, this was 2012 at the gay 90s in Minneapolis.
What are they leaving behind?
Like lip gloss.
Oh,
or
I got a lip gloss.
You know, like girl stuff.
Cool. I feel like I've also like not had many one night stands or like hookups that don't happen multiple times.
Well, you're kind of a relationship
daddy.
You seem
like a long,
you stay
plotted years right in a row. Yeah. Shannon.
I am a relationship girl.
Yeah.
I also have like some like anxiety around hooking up with people in like this is going to make me sound like I have like some huge ego, but I just like, I don't trust people that easily of like,
no, I get it.
So if I do fuck someone, then I'm usually like, if it was good, then I'm like, I would like to
do this
fucking
again.
You
yeah.
rather than spread my seed and be potentially hooking up with someone who's like,
who's going to tell your mom about it.
Yes.
Yeah. No, for sure. Of
exactly.
course. Yeah.
That's the smart way to do it.
I'm traumatized by the few times that I have like hooked up with someone just once or twice. Yeah. I'm like,
ugh. Oh, it's also never good.
No,
it's always really bad sex.
You're like, we need to practice again.
It's all.
Yeah. It's all and my fault. You left your rings here. So yeah. We're going to have to see each other.
The amount of bisexuals that have put rings all over the set, the tables, the sink tops. I'm like, are we opening a jewelry factory together?
Well, they already have.
They have.
This is promo. They're hoping that you're going to wear it on the podcast.
Bisexuals love rings. They
do.
Really do.
Listen, lesbians do too.
Queer people. Say.
Yeah.
You got any on?
Yeah. I got one really
well, this
big,
one we've been
one.
Trying to get Rachel to get rid of.
And I won't.
Because it's making her hands green.
It is.
We just got to get real gold.
Just get another one.
I'm trying.
It's just like a signet ring, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Signet, does that mean pinky or it means the flat face?
I think it's like the flat face, but like this is a signet ring too. But mine is like daintier.
It's so cool. I tried to find, you know, Instagram tells you what to buy and they don't make them small enough, the ring size.
Go on Etsy. There's like a million.
I've never been on Etsy.
Shout out Etsy.
Today's the day.
Yeah. You guys, let's all go text my ex and go
on
Etsy.
This has been an amazing episode. I'm Mackenzie Goodwin.
I'm Rachel Scanlon.
I'm Shannon Beveridge.
And go listen to X's and O's. And we love you so much. Go do something gay today.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We are the greatest dykes in the world. Mackenzie Goodwin, Rachel Scanlon, Worldwide Dykes for Life. Hey, two dykes, one mic, yeah, two dykes.